We've been doing a series, those have been following us, on demonic oppression. Demonic oppression. This is part seven. Each teaching is contained in itself, but yet it all connects. So I review what I did the session before, and then I give new stuff. Okay. Yesterday, we showed you behavior indications of demonic oppression. It's just behavior problems. Behavior problems. And these behavior problems are indicators of demonic oppression in that person's life. Now, sure, there could be other needs and other situations, but we're talking about this particular subject. And I gave you several. I gave you incapacity for normal living, the inability to feel joy, satisfaction of life. They become agitated when you mentioned Jesus or the Word of God or Bible reading or Bible ministry or songs, anything of that spiritual order, become very agitated. They're yo-yos. They go from one extreme to another. They're not happy in a crowd, neither are they happy alone. They yo-yo between exuberance and depression, between very disciplined and undisciplined, between having passion and becoming frigid. We also looked at extreme bondage to sin. Extreme bondage to sin. They can't stop. They can't stop, even if they try. They're hopeless and defeated, and there's a besetting sin in their lives. You can look at that in Hebrews 12:1. You know, they have to drink. They have to smoke. They have to do drugs. They have to do this. They have to do that. You know, they have to go out and party. They got to do it. They're driven to do it, besetting sin. And then number three, depression about normal personality and deception there. You know, oh, that's just the way I am. Hear people say, oh, that's just the way I am. You know. You hear sometimes families will have that. The link catcher family will have ill-tempered and anger. And they're always controlling and bossy. And that the way it is, there's a control factor there. It's deception about normal personality. Then true identity, it goes under that. Shame, fear, stronghold fear. We're going to look at this in a few minutes. Shameful acceptance of lie. Must control the situation because of further shaming. Talked about it yesterday. Abnormal emotions. Resentment, fear, anger, jealousy, grief, shame, unforgiveness. Another one is breakdown of marriage and family causes divorce, constant fighting, constant bickering. Think about the families you know where family generations, divorces are rampant. They're just rampant. Here's another one we talked about. Tragic happenings and accident prone. There's tragedy in families. I mean, one situation after another, just bang, bang, bang. This family member, that family member, there's no stability there. There's no civility. They get in car wrecks. I'm not talking about everybody, but people have accidents. Okay. But it's not the one accident. It's the brother. It's the sister. It's the husband, the wife, the mom or dad. I mean, it just goes on and on. Tragic happenings and accident proneness. Then there's financial insufficiency. Demonic infestation is indicated where there is an adequate supply of income and there should be enough, but there never is. There never is. There never is enough. Never is enough. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, no matter how much money they make, it's never enough. Because they're not being wasteful or not being loose with their dollars. It just doesn't happen for them. All right. Now, let's give you another one today of this list. This is new stuff, right? Good. Inner anguish. That's another one. This anguish takes many forms, such as pressure on the inside, turmoil, depression, despair, mental lapses, inability to concentrate. You see, this anguish exists when there are no obvious pressures from the external environment. They're always in anguish, inner anguish, all the time. I know people like that. No matter what happens, there's always inner action and inner anguish. If things are good, inner anguish. Bad, same thing. They just live like that. Live like that. That's the way they function, inner anguish. Restlessness and or insomnia. See, here's what demons try to do. Let's wear them out. It's when a person just can't slow down, impelled to be busy, has to stay up late at night, overexert, go to bed, no sleep, up the next day. Now, there's other causes for this behavior. There's other causes. All right. You have to understand that. There's other causes for most of this. But a lot of times, it's not that other cause, it's actually demonic activity and the oppression. And the oppression. I can't sleep at night. Got to stay up. Got to do this. No matter how hard I try. Here's another one. Abnormal sex life. Demons may cause a person to have a normal sexual patterns, demanding too much, too little, opposite desires. It's just there. Demons can cause same adverse effects over generations. You know, I mean, it's just there. You see that. And plus the perversion that's involved there too. Don't forget the perversion that's involved in that area. There's a tremendous, you know that and I know that. It's perverted. They think of perverted activities with children. With one another. I totally believe. I've said this many times. I'll say it many more. What's going on in our world right now. With all this trans business and all this. This I'm a they, I'm a him, I'm this and that. That is absolutely demonic oppression. Nobody could ever tell me any difference. People can say, well, you're this. Call me what you will. It's exactly what that is. Exactly what that is. This oppression in that area of people's lives. People's lives. There's something spiritually wrong with that lifestyle. Spiritually wrong. Because what's interesting on a side note here, people that are coming out of this lifestyle and getting right with the Lord will tell you that. They will tell you that something comes over them and they have to play it out. They'll tell you that. Here's another one. Trances. Person is demonized if he goes in a trance-like state, even in an uncontrolled way. Now, many trances are demonic. Not all. The Bible talks about Simon Peter being in one when he was had a vision or a dream Now you have to understand something. Let me get something straight here. In the supernatural, there's only three voices that's out there. There's only three. One is a voice of man. There's the mankind, human, is a voice of the enemy and the voice of God. Now, the key is to understand and know the voice of man, the voice of demonic, and the voice of God. Well, the Lord said that the sheep knows his voice. And the enemy tries to trick you. There's somebody listening right now. This may have happened to somebody listening. The devil tries to trick you into believing that God is talking to you and telling you so and so and such and such. And he's not. It's the devil under the deception. That's why all these occult seances, all these people involved in that type thing. And here comes the voice of God talking to us. And that's the occult activity. You got to know the difference between the voice of God, the voice of man, the voice of Satan. There's only three voices out there. And it's easy. Mankind, we understand that. We understand when a man's talking to us, mankind. All right. Number two, the devil always speaks to the mind, always mind. God always speaks to the heart. God always speaks to your heart and your spirit, because the spirit of man is what? A candle unto the Lord. That's where God talks. Now, the devil talks in mind, mind, mind. That's why the mind thing, that's why all these, yoga and transcendental meditation and all that mind stuff speaks to the mind, because demons and devils will speak to the mind of a person. And what they'll do is they'll get the person to believe that's God speaking to them. Somebody asked me one time, Pastor, how do I know that God's talking to me? I said, easy. Easy, because you just question that. You just question that. How do I know God is talking to me? So therefore, God's not talking to you. Why? Because you as a child of God knows his voice. The devil's tricking you. The devil's always tricking you. All right. Violent superhuman strength. Demons can cause people to have superhuman strength. We have that example. The demonic of Gadara in Matthew 8, 28 through 34, and Luke 8, 26 through 39. He was cut himself, lived in tombs, no clothes. And see, there's many violent people. Many violent people manifest themselves. Many people in mental institutions are violent. See, these manifestations can be absolutely, but not necessarily, complete control through binding of demons. You start controlling that, they'll calm down. People go berserk. They go nuts. They go crazy. And they're violent. And they're wild. They just go, they're out of control. They don't need a straitjacket. They need somebody that has enough of God in them to minister to them in that realm. That's what they need. Another one, reporting of demonic torment. Demons will torment you. Demons will do things to absolutely torment you. They have the ability to make your life miserable. Miserable. And what they'll do, now some people will say, well, I don't believe in that. They'll do things to torment you. They'll do things to make your life miserable. They'll do things like slam doors. There'll be manifestations that are unnatural at that moment. You mean haunted houses? You said it. I mean lights that go off. Hear people say, I'm hearing voices. You ever hear people say that? Especially those that are violent, murderers, those that are rapists, all the violent nastiness. Well, I heard a voice, and the voice told me to do something. I remember Son of Sam, I was pastoring in New Jersey. Jamie is probably living in New Jersey on the other side of the state when the famous Son of Sam, the Colt 45 killer, I was there pastoring in a place called Hackettstown out by the Delaware Water Gap, very close, about 20 miles from Pennsylvania in that beautiful Poconos out there, great place. And all of a sudden, we heard about this guy, Son of Sam, and Sam was a dog. His name was David Berkowitz. And David Berkowitz became a 45 Colt 45 killer, and he would shoot people, mostly young people, in cars. You know, they were busy with their own lives. You know what I'm talking about. Young people in the cars. He'd go up and blow their brains out because Sam, who was a dog, was speaking to him and telling him who to kill. Demonic activity at work. And David Berkowitz admitted that. But one thing that was interesting to me, let me just share this with you. One thing that was interesting to me is that when they finally got this guy, David Berkowitz, and he began to confess, and he had a picture of Sam the dog. Well, we know that was demonic. Well, he was crazy. He was demonic. Understand that. And here's what he said. He said, I was walking down the street. He did a lot of damage up in Queens, in Kew Gardens, and in the greater New York area. We were hearing about it because we were in watching New York television and living almost in Pennsylvania. And he said, and this caught my interest. He said, I was walking down the street. He said, I had my Colt 45, my 45 Magnum, and I was looking at this couple. And he said, I put the gun right up behind this teenager's head. And something came down and absolutely pushed me away, and I could not shoot the gun. And he said, it happened several days when I'd walk down the street, and there I see this couple, and they were just talking, drinking coffee and laughing, and they're out on a date. And he would come and stand in the back of the car by the bumper and point the pistol toward both their heads. And immediately the pistol wouldn't fire. It wouldn't work. His hand would go down. He'd walk away. Know what that was? That was the presence of the Lord protecting those young people and save their life. And they didn't even know about it. And here it is. You better take your family and your children and everybody that you love and all yours, and you better pray the protecting power of God around them, especially if they're school age. Especially there. They're going to school and walking along and all this stuff. Especially there. The angel of the Lord camp round about them that fear him and shall deliver them. And mom and dad out there were praying for the family today. Get that spiritual house right so you can protect your kids and protect them from these demonic activities. That was free. That was not actually what I'm talking about. And that was anointed. That's for somebody right now that's listening this moment. Get your kids under the blood. Get your family there Understand what I'm saying to you. Understand the authority of believer. That's gotta be next. I've got to teach that next. The authority of believer. How to have authority over the enemy in your life and the families. I hear people say, well, I just can't do nothing about it. That's ungodly belief. Ungodly belief. Well, I don't know what I should do. I'm going to tell you. I'm talking to you. You see, understand this. Protection, spiritual protection. Understand how that works. Demonic torment. If you are being tormented by the enemy, get delivered. Understand that. Go to somebody, your pastor, somebody that knows what in the world they're doing, and better know and understand the powers of God versus the power of evil, and understand this stuff. It's not a game. The devil wants to make you believe it's a game. All these new games, video games that are coming out. There's one called, I had it for a moment. I lost it in social media, I guess. You know, I clicked it off and I didn't know where it was. But there's a game that is absolutely demonizing those that play the game. They're demonizing them. And they're getting involved with demonic activity. It's called like Demonic 4 or something or other. And it's so vile. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it, Mom will say. That's just a little game. It's demonizing your children. It's demonizing your children. Well, I don't see nothing wrong. See, years ago, there were some test runs. For instance, The Exorcist was a test run. Rosemary's Baby was a test run. It was a test run. They would go out and they would see Exorcist. And the person they called in had no power with God in the movie. And here he was going through his whatevers. I didn't see the movie. Over the years, you just hear things. I wouldn't go see it because there was known demon possession when they came out of that theater. There was men and women would go in that theater, watch it, and get demonized in their eyes. Well, I don't believe it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's what happens. Another one was Rosemary's Baby, where a demon spirit had relations with, I guess, Rosemary, and impregnated her. You know, it's another subject. Demons can have relationships with women. Do you know that? I've been around too many. Now here comes the coughs. Devil hates it. Get behind me, devil. Just go somewhere else. You know, and that's what happens. They can have intercourse. I'm being truthful here. We're all adults in the room, right? They can have intercourse with women. That's right. So here comes Rosemary's Baby. I don't believe demons can procreate. I don't believe they can procreate, or we'd have half human, half devils as these women are being impregnated by demonic activity. And listen, this... You got to understand, I'm teaching you what I know and what I understand. What I understand. Somebody asked me for my notes. There's no notes for 99.9% of this. It comes out of my experience, what I know is true. As the Lord leads me right here, I'm saying out of something that I know and I've seen and been around all these years. All these years. What I'm saying to you is, get your kids. Pull out all of the horror movies and demon music. And here we are in the most horrible demonic month of the year. What is it? You know what it is. It's Halloween. All Hallows is the day before on the 30th. And then Halloween Day, All Hallows midnight, is full of demonic activity and child sacrifice and animal sacrifice and going out in cemeteries and digging up. That's right. See what I'm saying? I guess this was a good month that God laid on my heart to teach this. All right, let me give you another one. Self-inflicted injury. Demons, like the leader, are working to kill us, right? Satan's job, Jesus said, kill, steal, and destroy. And if they can cause a person to harm themselves, they are accomplishing their mission. Scratching one's arms, cutting themselves. Other forms of mutation, signs of mental anguish and pain, suicidal fantasies, suicidal attempts. And to me, I know it's popular right now. Everybody's running around with tattoos. Not everybody. Christians are. They're going and having tattoos of this and tattoos of that. Understand what the Word of God says. They go to some tattoo parlor, like you go down and buy ice cream, and on the wall of the tattoo parlor is some of the most demonic images you can ever imagine. They're everywhere. You look at the tattoo artist, he's full of demon images. I see them. I've been around certain places where the guy was covered with every demonic thing. And if you look at those that are in prison for horrendous crimes and just awful acts, if you look at them, there's tattoos on them that's full of demonic images. Demon activity at work. Am I just going to have a little heart put on my whatever? Demon activity at work. It's a gateway. And Christians are covered with them. Just covered. Well, I got a little heart over here and I got a battleship over there. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. And they get, what's it called, inked. They get inked. They get inked. All the skulls and this and that. Next time you drive by a tattoo shop or walking, look through the window and look at the images that's in that place. Demon activity at work. Do you understand this? Devil incarnate. Just devils and demons everywhere. Well, I just thought it'd be okay if I went down and I got two roses, you know, a little rose here, a little rose there. Is that self-inflicted injury? Let me hurry here. I don't want to, oh, Lord, let me see. I want to get this section done of this teaching. Let me get the next one. No, I got too many to go. This is where it's at, beloved. trying to teach you this. I am. Because there's groupings of demonic activity and interconnectedness. We'll do with this. We'll try to get this tomorrow. Okay? Got to win this battle. We must win this battle.